You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is Eye on Houston. I am George from 100.3 The Bull as we discuss some of the topics that affect and influence life here in Houston. And one of the topics that we wanted to get to was kind of a recap and a thank you for the MD Anderson boot walk that happened on November 10th. And Dorothy Patterson is here with us this morning. Dorothy, good morning. First of all, thank you for being on the show with us.
Well, thank you, George, so much for having me on the show and for all your amazing support of the Boot Walk to End Cancer. We can't thank you enough. I mean, you formed a team yourself. You had 91 members. Your team raised over $11,000, and you are a rock star. You raised over $5,500 yourself.
Well, that's not what we want to talk about. I'm not, honestly, I'm not here to talk about me. It was, let me just say this, it was my honor to be involved with the boot walk and do it in honor of my sister Sylvia. Two of my sisters from Kentucky flew in for the boot walk. My brother was here, my wife, my family. So it was a family affair, and we did it as a way to remember our sister who passed away from melanoma. So it really, honestly, Dorothy, was my honor to be part of this. But let's take people back just a little bit to that day, November 10th, the boot walk. And it was a cold, kind of blustery day, but there was so much good that came out of it.
Yeah. The drizzle and chilly temperatures couldn't dampen anyone's spirit. It was amazing to see more than 6,000 cancer fighters all joyfully rallying together to walk that 1.2-mile route. So much fun, music, cowbells, confetti, and all kinds of boots, including ice climbing boots from a guy who climbed in the South Pole.
That's crazy, so, isn't it? I saw him there, and the ice climbing boots, that was the most unusual ones. I saw rain boots. I saw military boots. I saw all kinds of cowboy boots, of course. But the ice climbing boots were some of the most unusual.
Yes. I mean, that's actually a friend of mine, Alan Wilson, and he's undergoing treatment at MD Anderson and is just ecstatic to take part in this event like you and I are, to do whatever we can to end cancer by raising these critical funds that go to research. 100% of the funds we raise go to research and MD Anderson's mission to make cancer history. How cool is that?
I know. That's the part that I love the most, is that it stays right here. And Dorothy, talking with Dorothy Patterson this morning, Dorothy, the reach of MD Anderson is always it's one of those things that always gives me pause. When we were putting the team together for us and we started getting donations, we got donations from 15 different countries, not states.
Wow.
15 different countries, and we just got message after message on social media of people saying, my father traveled here, my sister was treated there, and it's the reach of MD Anderson that I think is truly unique here to Houston.
It is. I mean, MD Anderson is absolutely the place for ending cancer. It is the number one cancer institution in the U.S. and sets the protocols for worldwide for treatment of all different kinds of cancer. And they partner with, 50 different countries in collaboration because we don't know where the cures are going to come from. Mm-hmm. And it is incredible. I volunteered 10 years in the breast center, keeping patients' hope alive and holding their hand while they're coming in for first appointments. And when I went through training, they said, okay, you're an ambassador of MD Anderson. And I quickly learned, I'm an ambassador of the United States.
Yes.
Because we were absolutely seeing people from all over the world.
And that's the wonderful thing about MD Anderson is, again, the breadth of people that you meet when you go there. And Dorothy, let's talk a little bit more about numbers. You gave 6,000 people there, all the different walkers and boots and stuff like that. But this was a hugely successful walk, and there's a chance for people to still be part of it.
That's absolutely right. We are ecstatic that the total revenue for the event is currently $2.15 million.
That's amazing.
More than double. It's more than double than last year.
I know.
And there are still 18 days left to donate up until December 31. And this actually makes a really great holiday gift to honor someone. And it's a gift that keeps on giving. I mean, MD Anderson is the institution that has had more drugs approved through the FDA than any other institution. One in three cancer drugs came through an MD Anderson grant and approved by the FDA. It's just amazing the impact of the dollars that we raise in leveraging that incredible research
that has
so much impact.
Yeah, that's the part that just gets me, is that you're making a real difference. Mm-hmm. 2.15 million, is that right?
2.15 million.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we would love to have that grow.
Yes.
In the next 18 days. So bring it on.
If you can, you have until December 31st. And not to be completely mercenary, but I will appeal to those that track their receipts and all that. That means you get your donation in time to count it on next year's taxes. So you can
Absolutely.
Do that. Absolutely right. So make that tax-deductible donation through December 31st. Where do they go, Dorothy, to make that donation?
It's just so easy. It's just mdanderson.org/bootwalk. And then the website comes up, and it's so easy. Just say donate. You can search for your favorite team. You can search for your favorite person. Of course, you can search for George Lindsay and the team, the Bull.
That's right.
And donate to George's team or to George. And it just feels so amazing, doesn't it, when a donation comes in your honor? I mean, I feel like every check, every donation just is like this incredible virtual hug from my army of loving friends. This year is actually my 20-year anniversary as a survivor of aggressive breast cancer that took over a year of treatment. We didn't know if I'd live till the next Christmas. And 10 years later, the tables turned, and my husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And 8 years ago with a melanoma in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so full of gratitude and deeply appreciative for our world-class medical treatment given to us with immeasurable care and compassion, MD Anderson. And we feel so honored to have been part of creating this special event and feel privileged to give back to MD Anderson to help create this event and bring in this new community of people through Boot Walk and all the funds that we're raising together.
Dorothy, you're awesome. I always love it. You're such an uplifting spirit to be around.
Oh, thank you.
And we appreciate everything you do. And stay tuned to our radio station here, and we'll be telling you when the time comes about next year's Boot Walk. I've already got some plans on how to get even more for next year, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, that is just great. I wish everyone a happy holiday, and just keep on thriving and take good care of yourself, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And again, don't forget, you can make donations to the Boot Walk, mdanderson.org/bootwalk, and you can make a donation there through December 31st. And now let's switch from the money that was raised to what that money does and some of the research that is going on currently right here in Houston. We wanted to dig a little deeper into some of the things that are going on at the MD Anderson Cancer Center. With me today is Dr. Christy Brock, who is the professor of the Department of Imaging and specializes in image-guided cancer therapy. And we'll get into an explanation on that in just a minute. But first of all, Christy, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hi, George. Thanks so much for having me.
So when you say image-guided cancer therapy, as somebody who is a non-professional in this, how would you explain that to me?
So the goal with image-guided cancer therapy is to take the images that we can acquire. So those are CT scans, MR scans, ultrasound scans, and really use them in order to allow the physicians to precisely target the cancer and spare all of the healthy normal tissue that's around the cancer.
That's kind of revolutionary, isn't it? I mean, that's a fairly new field that you're making advancements in.
It is, and it's a really exciting time in the field to move these things forward.
Okay, so in this, when somebody comes in, and again, with having family members that have gone through radiation treatment and have gone through all that different kind of stuff, this is something where you build like an image database of that particular person.
Exactly. So when a patient's diagnosed with cancer, they will end up having hundreds of images acquired over the time from diagnosis, treatment, and follow-up. And really our goal is to take those images and harness the information that's in there in order to better treat the patient.
Okay.
So the patient comes in and they'll have their diagnostic images where we define here's where the tumor is. Mm-hmm. And then they go on to have some kind of treatment. So that could be a surgical procedure. That could be an interventional radiology procedure where they go in and do some kind of ablation or radiation therapy. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to take all of that information that we get from the diagnostic image and get it into the treatment room so mm-hmm. that when we're delivering the therapy, the clinicians have all of the information that they need to have to be able to precisely target the tumor.
That's got to pinpoint it. I mean, that makes it so much more pinpointed and targeted. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So how long, what made you decide to go into this field? I mean, it's not something you wake up one day and go, hey, I'm going to be in the image therapy part of it. What got you down this path?
So I love the science and technology side, and I also love the medical side with treating and helping patients. And so that's what really drove me to go into medical physics mm-hmm. And be able to use the technology to improve the lives of our cancer patients.
How long has this image therapy, how long has this been around? I mean, it's a fairly new thing, right?
It is. It's been ramping up over the last few years, and now we really have the technology and the capabilities to make some big leaps and bounds, I think, in the next 3 to 5 years.
Do you think people truly appreciate, and this sounds kind of crazy, but they truly appreciate what we have here in MD Anderson? I mean, every time I talk to somebody from MD Anderson in all the different departments, it's just cutting edge stuff after cutting edge stuff.
You know, it is. I just joined MD Anderson 2 years ago and came down to start this research program that we're doing. And the resources that we have at MD Anderson are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They're really unparalleled anywhere else in the country and in the world.
So many people come from all over the world to come here to Houston to MD Anderson for their treatment. I mean, it really is amazing. What are some of the things you're hearing from doctors and the folks that are on the front lines using this image guided therapy that you're doing?
It's the potential to make such an impact on the patients. I mean, especially in our research program, it's very translational. So we're doing research and immediately translating it to the patient. So we are starting clinical trials that will immediately have an impact for the patient, mm-hmm. targeting their tumor more accurately and leading to better local control, at the same time sparing their healthy tissue so that when they get done with their cancer therapy, they have fewer side effects and have a better quality of life.
I mean, I think that's what it's all about. The bottom line of it is, and it is that better quality of life after treatment is what you guys are looking for. What are some of the things that are coming up or that you're working on that haven't started in clinical trials?
So one of the exciting areas that we are building the clinical trial right now is to improve the targeting when we do ablation therapy for liver cancer. Uh-huh. So we currently have this amazing imaging suite at MD Anderson where we can get images of the patient when they put the ablation probe into the liver. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is better take all of the diagnostic imaging and integrate it in so that they have all of the information for each patient when they're doing the ablation, and so that they can determine in real time when they're doing the ablation how well that ablation is impacting the patient.
That's pretty amazing in real time. That's pretty crazy. We're talking with Dr. Christy Brock from MD Anderson and the image-guided cancer therapy. If people are listening and they have family members or they themselves are struggling with their battle with cancer, how do they talk to their doctor? Do they talk to their treatment specialist about how do I get involved? How do I get into one of the trials that you're talking about cranking up? What did they do if they're listening this morning?
Definitely. Talk to your doctor and see if there's any clinical trials in their diagnosis area. Uh-huh.
That would be something to do there. So I appreciate you coming in and talking to us. You were saying that last week you were doing a talk in front of 4,000 people, and it wasn't as intimidating as being on the radio. So I tell you, reading the information about image-guided cancer therapy was intimidating for me. So I think we made it through okay, though. So, Christy, thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it and look forward to some of the advances you guys make there.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, George, and thanks for your support in the Boot Rock to help MD Anderson.
We love it. MD Anderson Cancer Center and the image-guided cancer therapy. If you want to know more, again, talk to your specialist, talk to your doctor about if they have clinical trials in this for your diagnosis or family member's diagnosis. This is Eye on Houston from Intercom Radio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.